Hi, this is Bob from KTWH Radio, and this is A Bit of Science. Today I'm going to talk about a technology that was born in the 1960s and was popular for a while into the 1970s, but has faded from view over time. But even today you can find it in some novelty items such as stickers and books for children and graphic t-shirts. The technology is based on a process, microencapsulation. But the resulting products became known by a less sciencey term, scratch and sniff. The name speaks for itself. Scratch and sniff simply refers to items that have been printed over with a coating that contains some odor that can be released by friction or scratching action. The idea behind this coating is to capture small droplets of the fragrance chemicals inside of very small bubbles of gelatin or polymers so that the smell is not detected until some of the bubbles are broken. The first examples that I saw were stickers with images of food items like pizza and bananas that, when scratched, produced an appropriate fragrance. This idea of microencapsulation was first invented in 1965 by 3M, but not for fragrances, but to release special inks for a product called carbonless copy paper. The typical process of producing scratch and sniff coatings involves vigorous shaking of the chosen fragrance oils in a water solution containing water-soluble polymer or gelatin until they form really small oil bubbles. When the bubbles are the right size, a chemical catalyst is added which makes the polymer or gelatin water insoluble, and it allows it to coat the individual bubbles of fragrance. After some cleaning and purification, the coated bubbles are blended into the coating to be applied to the surface of the end product. Once the coating is dried, the fragrance remains trapped in its shell until the shell is broken by rubbing or scratching. As I recall, scratch and sniff products, such as those on the kids' stickers, held up for a fairly long time. So, scratch and sniff is an example of a technology that was fairly popular when it was new and novel, but has had a tough time finding practical uses. Maybe the most viable product idea today is to produce perfume strips that can be carried with you as a convenient way to apply the perfume when needed. The larger idea of microencapsulation, however, has found use in a number of areas, including food processing, delivery of medicines, textile manufacture, cosmetic products, and other places where an ingredient needs to be protected until it can be released where it's intended to do its thing. I kind of hope that scratch and sniff lives on into the future. It's one of those things that's surprising and memorable, even if it isn't all that practical. As I pull this report together, I can still remember that first time that somebody showed me those amusing scratch and sniff stickers. My dog Susie feels the same way. Scratch and sniff are two of her favorite things. That's it for this bit. Till another one hits your speakers, goodbye.